you're back? Yeah, they always come back.
Welcome to another spicy episode of the Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Sit back, relax, and let the ladies do all the work.
Here are your hosts, Haiti Baby and Dory.
Filet count y'all motherfucking day. Y'all gonna take a piece of my motherfucking biscuit to make a motherfucking heart. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about no Valentine's Day. I want my piece of biscuit that we're going right there.
It's your man Steph Money, man, Mr. 4L Bag Runner. You don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you either, nigga. We back with another one, man. Ladies Pitch Podcast. That first one was a movie. This must be a classic, nigga, you heard. I got my brother Cooks for me, you know, Bag Runner. You know the vibes, man. Stop playing with it, man. I'm about to take this shit over. You know how we do, man. You feel me?
Welcome back. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Ladies Pitch Podcast. This is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby.
And this is your girl, Dory.
If you didn't hear us when we said take two, we were recording before this for about 30 minutes. My mic wasn't on. Oh, man. So we're going to run it back.
Right? Womp, womp, womp.
I don't know if that really looks like take two. I don't know.
Whatever that shit was. I was whatever it was. What's going on, guys? Steph, welcome back. What's good, homie? We haven't seen you since the last time you was on the pod, right?
Yeah, man. Just, you know, regular. Life is life, and, you know, working on music. You feel me? It's just, you know, same old, man. We working in silent, you know the vibes, man, until it's time to drop a bomb on these niggas. You feel me? Bag Runner merch coming soon. Got the jacket right here. Got the B right here, got the background on the back. You feel me? We just working. We working.
Might as well show it off. I mean,
right. I'm like, yeah. Let the people see it.
Yeah.
Show the peoples.
Yeah. Move it. Yeah, the background of John. You feel me?
Okay.
Yeah. We working. You heard we working. Got a lot of stuff, you know, in the works.
He's
that's,
like, yeah.
That's about it. You feel me? Oh, listening party coming soon. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, listening party. By the way,
is the Ladies Pitch Podcast invited?
I about to say that. Yeah, oh, okay. Of course. Yeah, yeah. Of course I get an invite. Come on, stop that. Of course I get an invite.
Like,
of course I get an invite. You know the vibe.
There's no day and time. Yeah. We'll support. I'm
about to jump some shit on these niggas, man.
Now, Crooks, this is first time on the podcast. I'm gonna call him Mr. Crooks because it sounds so much smoother. What's good with you? Welcome to the podcast. How you feeling?
Feeling good, man. You already know your boy Crooks. Bag Runner's in the building. Let's get it.
I'm give you something.
Bag Runner CEO, man. No vibes, man.
Oh, you're the CEO? Oh, okay, that's what's up. Shout out to you. How you guys feeling, Dory? What's good with you? How you feeling, boo?
I'm good. I'm just tired.
Just chilling. Sorry about the mishap, man. It was really my fault.
I'm just chilling. I don't. I drank a lot this weekend.
We drank a lot this weekend.
And I'm not a big drinker. Bridgeport. Oh yeah, we went to karaoke.
It was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
That was.
Oh, I was like, did you go on the live when we was on live?
Yeah, that was fucked up. I'm like, nah, they ain't lit.
No, and then we came home and we recorded the bonus episode.
Oh yeah, we did a bonus episode, drunk as hell, high. Oh, like, God, yo, yes. We were drunk in there.
Yeah, it was great.
We were drinking some other shit. We were just singing Donald Jones, Scooby Dooby Dooby, whatever. Like,
I forgot the girl's name. I was gonna say shout out to the bartender, but I don't
Alicia.
Remember. Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
shout out to Alicia.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah, I was fucked up.
Yeah, we were.
We had fun though.
I would never embarrass myself to go to karaoke. What? I'd be in the
I love
it. I'd be like,
but it's cool the way they do it here because they give you a room. You have a room to yourself.
Yeah, you book a room for it's 2 hours.
It's private. Yeah. And the bartender comes to you and everything. That's dope.
Yeah, the bartender comes to the room, gets your drinks for you.
I gotta do that for a date.
So they do karaoke.
Yeah.
They do karaoke
at the bar.
At the bar. too. So they have karaoke. The people that the people that at the bar singing though are the ones that got the vocals. That's what I peeped. Nah. They the ones that can actually sing at the bar. You know what I'm saying? Hitting the notes. The people in the private rooms are the ones that can't sing for shit.
I went to a karaoke night and like in Milford, one of them crazy bars. They could not sing, bro. It was a bunch of drunk. Yeah. The white people don't give a fuck. Yo, they don't give a fuck. They just have like a good time. No matter where they go, they just have a good time. They sending their fucking the vocals up, but I'm like, yo, they
literally. That's how I feel about karaoke too, though. Like it's for a good time. Like I know I can't sing,
But just let me vibe.
Yeah, let me vibe. Like I really like this song. I put my heart and soul every time I hear this song. So why not? Like fuck it, it's a good time. It's
what
fun.
What's your go to karaoke song?
My go to, I forgot her name, but the song is Nobody Is Supposed to Be.
Deborah Cox.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. That's me and my homeboy song, Durag.
Yeah.
Every time like I would be at his house chilling, that song came on, we would sing it together. That's his nickname, Durag. But I didn't come up with that. That was
he
his,
came with
yeah,
it.
He came with it. Like
yeah, he came with the name.
I'm thinking. I'm like, did we meet him? You know what? Because he used to be on the pod. He was one of the. He was my co-host at one point.
Oh, okay.
So we gave him. I don't remember if we gave him that nickname or I met him with that. I don't think I met him with that. But he always had like a different freaking do-rag, right? Different color do-rag.
He collected them. Nigga had like satin, the velvet,
like.
Yeah, so his thing was Durag Daddy. That was like his name.
Oh, okay.
So I have like two. That one, and I have We Can't Be Friends.
Deborah Cox too, and RL, right?
Yeah, them. I'd be in a car wilding.
Oh my god!
I'd be having my own karaoke.
I used to be singing that shit when I was a teenager. Like if I really knew what love was, we can't. I'm like, what the?
I don't know these songs. Thing about love.
But now it's like when you hear you like. Damn, this shit hit different.
Yeah, because now you done bitches.
Now you get it.
Now you understand. It's like, damn. You know
yeah.
I used to like it back then. I love it now.
Right.
Now I want to try that one, the karaoke. I want to try that.
We should go.
Yeah, because
it was
about,
just us
yeah, so
when
I think
we went.
We were thinking like maybe the most you could probably have is like 8 people.
Yeah, you do it
like
a group.
Bring wifey and shit. Like we'll have a little group. It'd be fun. Yeah, at one point, we were talking about having an episode in there, right? Like,
yeah.
Shit. Like, I wonder if you could just rent the room. Yeah,
and record
that'd
in
be
there.
Fire.
That'd
we
be
trying to take this pot outside.
I know.
That'd be hard.
Pot is for the streets.
Yo, y'all ever thought about doing something like inside of and like in a car, like doing a podcast inside the car,
like James Corden or Corbin,
he
whatever.
Does karaoke though in the car.
I know, but still,
but something like that. I've never thought about it.
Something to that effect, but you're just gonna need several cameras pointing in different angles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
A hot box.
I volunteers tribute.
Yeah.
That could be the 420 episode. It's coming up.
That'd be
oh,
hard.
Yeah. April. Oh, wow. Oof. We got a 4-year anniversary coming up soon. Next month.
Oh, 4-year.
March. Oh, we're pod anniversary.
What you doing?
Pod anniversary. I don't know. I want to do something. Maybe we could do it like in Murphy's or something at the bar.
He gonna
have
like
upstairs that he
gonna have like just gonna have like a little party or something like that.
We can.
We're just gonna just go for drinks and that's it.
Definitely gotta make an episode. I think last year when we had the it was a bunch of us.
No, that was the year before. That's when I went.
Yeah, I know you were there. That was before she was an official host of the podcast. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll plan it out and we'll talk about it and see what we do. And have
look
some
at that
more
plans.
Huh?
More plans.
You gotta plan stuff out.
No, I know, and that's what I'm saying. Because I like for the month of February, I've been completely booked. Like the entire month. Every single weekend, every weekday. Like today, I gave myself the snow day. And I didn't go and I didn't work. And then I shoveled a shit ton of snow, but I'm saying. I'm saying I've been so busy, I haven't had time. So I was talking to a friend, and we were trying to make plans, and I was like, listen, I'm booked until the end of February. I got to see you in March.
Yeah, I told somebody today, too, like, yo, March, man.
Speaking of book, so the other day, like, somebody had hit me up, like, yo, can you do, you know, when can we do this? I'm like, yo, I ain't going to lie. Next time I'm free is in April. So he like, nigga, what? I'm like, yeah, bro. I got a calendar. of what I do. Nigga, I just can't just be like, all right. You said when? Thursday? All right, we out.
Yeah.
Like, y'all, yeah, different. I fuck with y'all.
Yeah, I'm like, you were so last minute.
I'm like, nah, I'm going, fuck that shit.
He was like, yo, I'm free. He was like, the weekend. He was like, that might be last minute. I'm like, yeah. No, shit, today. We can do it today.
Yeah, I fuck with y'all. So I had to pop out.
Nah, it's because you got shit to get off that you ain't get off in the last episode.
Hell yeah. Oh, so y'all think I'm done about that whole how women cheat better than guys shit? Yeah, I'm not done. I'm all not. Right. Yo, you heard right, her? So oh, listen, brother. Look. She said, oh,
we
brother.
We're going to try to get back.
Nah, I ain't done. I'm back.
We're going to try to get back to some of the things we were talking about before, you know, we had technical difficulties. So we started it off with the whole Valentine's. Tomorrow being Valentine's, you were telling the story about your homegirl saying that a dude has to ask, her man got to ask her to be the Valentine. And I was like, it's basically just, you know, saying like, why? Like, why you got to? Like, I was basically saying, like, yo, in a relationship, you're going to go through so many things, and that's just so minuscule compared to, like, you know what I mean? Like, getting mad about your man to ask you to be his Valentine, like, every single year. Because that's not the first time I heard that. I've heard before that, like, a girl want her man to ask her to be the Valentine. I'm like, doesn't that automatically make you the Valentine? Because...
So, I said that if you do something really nice one time, and it's great, and it's amazing, and she loves it, I think that you should leave it as that, because at least for me, it's going to always be beautiful. I'm always going to have that memory. But if you're giving this to that super special day every year, by like the fifth, sixth year that you do it, it's not super special anymore. You know? And then it's like, and then plus you're going to have to want to top it off every year. So just save yourself the grief. And just, you know, if you're going to do something great, then fine, do something great. But then go back to like normal things.
And so that's where good morning text every morning.
That's where the asking to be the Valentine thing is, you know, like that would be really cute. Like, let's say if my husband was still here, if David was still here, we would have been together for 18 years. We would have made 18 years this year. And if he was to do something like that with the, will you be my Valentine after all these years and kids and bullshit? That's like, you are so cute, you know, that's gonna be like, mm-hmm, awesome. And but if he tries to like do it again the next time and it's not as great as it was the first time, then
does it hit the same?
No, it loses value. It's like a car when you take it off the lot, loses value.
Yeah, I do agree with her.
I'm with you on that too.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
you got married like a couple weeks back or something like that.
Yeah,
I did. Congratulations. Thank you.
Congrats.
It was last weekend.
Was it last weekend or the week before?
Last weekend.
Oh, yeah, last weekend. Yeah.
Congrats. Thanks.
Are you taking a step soon? You're engaged, though.
Right? Yeah, I'm engaged.
Okay. Are you getting married anytime soon? I know some people that stay engaged for like...
Do you want Ladies Pish to marry you?
Oh, yes, I'm ordained.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Do what?
Ordained, which means I can marry people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She did mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that would be so cool if you hire us to do your thing,
Mario,
to do your wedding.
Wait, so what you mean hire? Like decorate and show you that?
No. I'm only gonna marry her. The decorating part is not my responsibility.
Like basically, what the pastor would do.
Like, I now pronounce you man and woman. You make us the bride.
Oh shit! What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. So you can book us individually. Or together.
Right.
We do also
that would be so cool.
We also do gay weddings.
Yes, we do.
Right now, I am engaged. Just gotta, everything is a plan in time. Just gotta,
it's a lot of pressure to,
let's go.
To planning a wedding.
Let's go do this. Let's go do that. Okay. but people that I know, like close friends, that, yo, go do a head and have this. I'm just like.
So let me tell you about mine, because it doesn't sound like you want big, right? That's what I'm getting.
I don't want big, pause. Like.
Yeah, it's real New York shit right there.
Like how he did it. Mm-hmm. He did it calm.
Yeah, a small wedding.
Uh-oh.
Right, so that's what I did too, because that's what we did as well. Like, we just had it was a backyard wedding. Haiti actually performed my ceremony, and then
perform.
Yeah, like she married us.
I didn't put on a performance. No, that's
yeah. What to say? She could have called me. I could have been like, no, take her by the hand and make her your wife. Take her by the hand and make her your wife.
That's the expression. And but yeah, no. So we did everything. I planned this wedding in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. I planned it in 2 weeks, and she did. We did everything. I got an arch from Amazon. I got the fabric that I needed. I got all the flowers. I made all the bouquets myself.
Oh shit! Okay.
It was awesome. She I mean, of course, I had
also the wedding planner.
Huh?
I said she was the bride and also the wedding planner.
Yeah, like I just went because people like me are, you know, like people like me that dream about their wedding when they're little. It's easy because you already know what you want. You've had this vision there, and now it's just a matter of making it come to life. And that's simple when you know what you're doing and what you want.
I feel like women plan their whole lives. Like in high school, some girls would be like, "Yo,
that's true.
I want this much kids. This is how I want my wedding to be. This is the house I want to live in."
And none of it has gone as planned.
Nah, dead for me. Serious.
Actually, well, you know what?
None of it has gone as planned.
Nah, dead serious. Though.
I was very delusional lying. As a child.
No,
so Disney movies did it for me. I could
say now that I had the wedding of my dreams. That I gave myself the wedding of my dreams. Yeah. I have almost as many kids as I said I would have. And I mean, I was married 15 years, and if he was still alive, he would still, you know, we'd still be together. So I already had forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was almost like I already had my perfect little life.
Right.
And then life came around the corner, life in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, I'm not too much of a of a marriage person now. I was when I was, you know, when I was a kid. Every little girl is like, you know. Again, our generation, you watch these Disney movies, you watch, like, you think you know how life is supposed to go for you. So you plan it out to how you want it, but then you realize that life is going to throw curveballs and you're going to go through this, you're going to go through that, you know. You're going to experience heartbreak, loss, whatever it is, and then it kind of just changes the way you view things, view life, view people. And unfortunately for me, that's kind of just where I'm at with it. And I don't, you know, I'm not a person that's for marriage. I'm not saying that I won't change my mind. I won't meet a person that'll make me change my mind. Not make me, but, you know, I will change my mind myself based off whatever I have with that person. But I just don't. Yeah, it's not for me.
All right. So this girl wrote a song about what you were saying, you know, in Disney. She's saying, I'm mad at Disney because you told me that this is what was going to happen and now all these boys suck. It's my daughter's song. It's one of my daughter's favorite songs. I know, but it's just, you know, you said Disney, so now.
I think she's such a mom.
Crazy,
but it's true. You really be thinking that.
I feel bad, love.
You ever heard that song?
All right, I'm gonna stop the song now. I can't. All right,
Mr. Crooks, what's like the most that you've like for Valentine's Day? What's the most that you've planned for your partner? Or what's the most like romantic thing that you've done for her?
I did the hotel thing with the rose petals.
Nobody's ever done that for me, so I would love for somebody to do that for me.
Yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Did you spell out "I love you" on the bed with the petals?
Yeah, I did all that.
That's dope.
That's cute. Yeah, it's really cute. We like that stuff.
So, do you go up and beyond every year for Valentine's? Or do you feel like you need to?
Nah, I don't try to up what I did the year before. I just try to, like, you know, in some way show that, like, you know, I was thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't try to, like, top what I did the year before. I'm not one of those type of people.
I feel like, yeah, because you can't
you can't possibly be romantic all the time. You get
tired.
I don't even
like you all the time.
Like, fuck you get that. Tired like, of that shit. So it's just like, sometimes you feel like you're being extra, extra romantic and you extra, extra love your person. And that's when you do the big gestures. Mm-hmm. Because that's when you're feeling it the most.
I'm a fan of that. I like doing things in the moment where I feel it. That's exactly. How you know, like, it's real.
When's your birthday?
August 8th.
Leo? Yeah,
okay.
Leo. Big Leo energy. My stepdad's a Leo.
He's a great man.
Now he is. He's about the gestures, too. That's what him and my mom been together. I'm going to be 39 next week. And they've been together since I was 3 going on 4. And this past weekend, I was at her house, and they were getting ready to go out, like, for Valentine's. They just do the most corniest shit after so many years of marriage that they do now later in the marriage than they did when they first started.
You know what's the thing?
It's so funny, because I'm like, yo, after so many years y'all been together, y'all still do the little things. Yo, like,
but you know what it is?
I'm going to be 39, yeah.
Stop it. No.
Thank you.
I think that comes from parenting. Because now that you guys are all adults and out of the house, there's more time to do things like that. My husband and I,
like that
listen,
too.
David and I used to look forward to retirement. Like, you would not believe the plan that we had. Like, we couldn't wait for these little fuckers to grow up and leave so that we could, like, be ourselves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. It's kind of fucked up.
I see. Yeah, I also
we wanted
think
the kids out, but I'm just saying, like,
because y'all need y'all time.
We have four.
I think also, just me knowing my parents, I also do think it's because they're in a much better place than they were. For whatever reason, I don't know, it's because they're older and they just, it's like, fuck it, you set on your ways, I'm set on mine. Let's just, we're going to be together forever, so fuck it. Like, you know what I mean? So they probably understand each other a lot more. Like, for example, I'll tell my mom, like, before, you know, if he was mad or whatever, she was always like, my mom's always been real, the chill one. My stepdad has been the more emotional one in the relationship. My mom has always been like the real colder and more like chill type. But like, if he was mad, she kind of cared that he would be mad or whatever. And now she's just like, whatever. Like, he'll get over it. Like, where he going? You know what I mean? He ain't going nowhere. You know, like, he knows she ain't going nowhere at this point. Yeah. You know, so it's just like, let's just stick it out. Like, it just is what it is.
Like, you mad and later you not gonna be mad.
Right. Yeah. So, but they still do little things like that. And it's just so funny. Like, I see her getting dressed up for him and doing all this shit. He's dressed up to the T, like silk shirt, shoes, all this shit polished. And my mom, like, get her hair done, nails done. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. That's and I'm cute. Like, yeah, it's cute. And it makes me, and in a way, it makes me believe in love in a bit. Like, yo, there's got to be something out there like that. You know what I'm saying? For me, but I know all the bullshit they went through. And I know that most people nowadays, they're not willing to go to go through the shit to reach that point. Because they had to go through mad shit, my parents, to be where they at now. Most people ain't willing, men or women. They're not ready to...
You know,
stick it
you
out.
Know why? Because they're watching everybody else's highlights. That's why.
Everybody else's reels.
Yeah, so it's like, so you seeing like, oh, this couple might be putting all their good moments up, but you don't see their bad moments. Nobody's going to put their dirty laundry on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
just the famous ones that reach the entire world.
Yeah,
just
so...
just Kanye.
But it'd be like random people too. It'd be like random people that's not even lit. Like, you'll see their video, it'll just pop up on your feed. And then people start comparing their relationship to that. Like, why is my relationship not like this? But it's like, you can't pay attention to what other people got going
everybody
on.
Everybody is relationship goals.
Yeah.
Somebody's relationship goals.
That
shit is annoying.
I'm actually grateful that now I know exactly what it is that I want. You know, I'm very grateful. I mean, like she said, I had to go through hell twice. And... I don't know. Now it's like I know what I'm willing to compromise and what I'm not. And I know what's non-negotiable. I'm a lot more self-aware. So it's like, I feel like I see through your bullshit early on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's up to me whether I want to continue with your bullshit because you're funny or fun or whatever.
Or the dick is hitting.
Or the dick is hitting.
It's real shit.
Or I can acknowledge the red flags and leave. Mm-hmm. But we all know that that's not going to happen. That I'm going to lie to myself and be like, yeah, no, it's okay. Oh, yeah, no, it's okay. It's just one more day.
Okay. Yeah. How long have you been married, if you don't mind me asking?
4 years.
Okay. Yep. How long you guys been together?
A long time.
Better get the answer right. Better get the answer right, boy.
It might be like 9 or 10 we've been together.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been together for a minute.
Okay. Do you guys have anything set up for Valentine's, like tomorrow or the weekend or?
Nah, it ain't no plan in stone. I'm probably just going to surprise her.
Just do whatever.
Over the weekend.
Okay. What about you, Steph? You got any plans?
What?
Valentine's Day plans?
Yo, I can't.
Nah, my fault. I just got a text. Yeah.
You have plans?
Yeah.
What, are they top secret? Like,
do you guys perform? Okay, let me just ask you this question. Do you guys feel, like, how can I say it? Do you guys do better when these, like, these things, these plans for Valentine's or plans in general that you want to do for your significant other, do the is it better when you it comes out of you rather than the pressure from your woman to do it? Like, for example, like, birthdays or holidays or Valentine's Day.
Yeah, you got to want to do it. That ties into like right, what I was saying.
But sometimes men
before.
Will do it just because the woman is like, yo, you got to do it. Like, how are you not going to do it? This
person. Right.
And then you but feel then, like you do it out of the
relationships,
than-
right. And those are the relationships that end quickly because they'll get tired. Somebody's going to get tired. Either she's going to get tired of asking or he's going to get tired of her yelling and ordering.
No, I just do shit on the regular.
Because that's just in you to want to do it.
Yeah, that's just who I am. Like, I just do shit on the regular. Like,
what's your sign against that? I forgot.
I'm an Aries.
Oh, okay.
Like, one time.
Yeah, I see it.
Me and my daughter and my fiance, we was in the mall, and I saw a necklace. I was like, oh, that's cute. Yo, hold on. So it's like, I just, then that was like a regular day. It wasn't no, wasn't no Valentine, wasn't no National Girlfriend Day. It was just a regular
that's a thing?
Yeah, they do those now.
Yeah,
every day is National Something Day.
Yeah. So it was like a regular day. She was like, "Oh my God, why would you do that?" I was like, "I just thought it looked good on you. That's all." So it's like I don't wait to a special day to. Oh my God! No, it's just if that's your lady, you feel me? But everybody's everybody different. You feel me?
But don't you think that by you doing this random beautiful act on a regular day, then when the regular day comes and it just so happens, like, let's say whatever, you got her necklace, now you see something that'll match whatever and it's close to a, like a specific holiday, do you feel like it's I don't know, like she may not appreciate it as much, like you gotta top it off on special days? Because on regular days, you doing these other gestures. You ever thought about that? I mean, girl, it's conversation. That's me to your wife. It's conversation.
Nah.
Disclaimer.
It's just like my boy said it. Every guy is different. So
right,
like,
I know. So and like, I know that.
He, like he said, nah, I don't always try to... I would do what I did last month. So if he do something on July, he won't try to do something bigger, like in August or something like that. That's what I do. I don't know why. I just do that.
That's just who you are.
That's like, I don't know why. I just do it. Then she'd be like, yo, you don't got to keep doing it. Like, why you? That's just who I am. That's been me for years. Why? I don't know. So if I brought you a chain for last Valentine's Day, I feel like next Valentine's Day, I got to buy you an anklet and I got to buy you a ring. That's okay. Just who I am. I don't know why. That's
all right,
just...
so now I'm going to ask y'all this, both men. All right, so you see how your fiance is already used to being with you and you doing that. God forbid you guys don't work out, right? And she goes on, and now she has an expectation for how she wants her next man to be because of the way you are. You set that bar for her.
Right.
Now she go out there, and she's on the dating scene, and she's like, nah, I can't fuck with you if you don't do this, this, and this, and that. Now men are looking at her like, yo, you got unrealistic expectations. How? I had a man already that was doing that, and it worked out for whatever reason. But now men are looking at her crazy like, shorty, you got to humble yourself. We not out here trying to do all of that.
Respectfully, go back to him.
Oop. And I oop.
But what if you can, what if you can't? Like, what if he died?
Yeah, what if that's not an option? Because what if he left you?
That's how I feel. My husband died. And dating has been a fucking nightmare for me because he was like him. He was big on getting me big things on normal days. And then on special days, when I would expect something, would be the day that he showed up with nothing.
Mm-hmm. So now she has that expectation when, you know, let's just say she really does it, but she has an expectation because of the way her man, her husband was for so many years.
He set the bar, right? And rest in peace to your husband. But the thing is, like, that was him. Everybody can't be him. You get what I'm trying to say?
Right. But that's exactly.
You know what I'm trying to say?
And that's exactly where, like, you end up because you now here you are. And it's like, I get your point. I understand. But now you're sitting down and you're thinking and you're contemplating. And you're like, I have to lower my standards or I have to settle.
Right. Those are our only options at this point.
And aren't those options terrible? So then if you find someone else that can get you, like, I don't know, half of the things that you want, now you're settling for this person that can give you half because he's the one that's willing to give you half.
So what if you find somebody that spoils you with gifts, but you don't love this person, but he's meeting those expectations?
No, because for me it's a love thing. Like, we have to be in love. I don't ask for anything if we're not in love. It's just who I am. I don't expect anything from a man when I first meet him, mm-hmm. because I don't know where it's gonna lead. Now if I start liking you and I'm telling you like, I like you, I think that whatever, then, you know, things change.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't be with somebody like
so
that.
So on the other side, what if a man was doing that to you? How would you feel?
A man was doing what to me?
Like, he had expectations from, all right, let's say.
That he had
should have expectations. So
it can work both ways.
That works both ways, though. It does. Men should have standards.
That works both ways because you could be with a female. And let's just say 2020, let's say 2026 or whatever. You could be with a female, right? She's doing everything. It's like, yo, bro, let me tell you what she did. Then y'all work out, y'all break up. Then now me and her dating. Now it's like, yo, bro, she ain't doing shit the last what she's doing.
And you should have stayed with her.
It didn't work. You feel me?
But for whatever reason, it didn't work. Right. But okay, I get it.
It's crazy how the world we live in, if he's doing better and the girl, they break up, she expects man else to do the same thing he did. A female, same thing. A guy, same thing. It's just like, that's the world we live in. Like, okay, I was dating a rich nigga. Now I'm dating you. Like, what are you going to do for me?
So who do you think settles more, men or women?
Oh, damn.
That's a loaded question.
I can't even pick because that's tough to answer.
It's definitely not even. It is definitely not even. In that aspect, definitely not even.
I could tell you one thing. I know women feel like they settle more.
It's just not even when it comes to men and women. Compromising.
I know women feel like they settle more. I know that.
We compromise more. We compromise.
Willing to compromise.
We compromise more. We give more. We basically like build everything. And I could say this because
Look at me.
This is my life. And this was my experience.
Opinion. Go ahead, Dory. Talk your shit, baby.
Okay, so here we are. And this has been my experience. And this is why I'm talking so much with my chest, because this is my life. I met my husband when I was 18. Whatever, I got pregnant. We had kids. We got together. The rest is history. I'm losing my train of thought. No!
It's gone?
It's leaving, and I'm trying to catch it, but I'm looking at y'all so y'all can remind me what I was saying.
You said that women settle more. Settle more than men.
You said that
women compromise more because we're compromising from the beginning, if you really think about it.
As far as
everything, we're compromising from the very beginning. Like, I don't know, whatever. You go on a date, and let's say the date was kind of like disappointing or... Whatever.
Disappointed.
But you like what? It's true. Go ahead. But you like the conversation and you like where it was headed. So you go again. Right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like the pattern that happens. And I mean, eventually you like them enough that you just stick it out and then things get better.
Disappointing and like you don't even go in the same sentence. If you disappoint me on the first date, I don't like you.
She didn't get a second date.
You can disappoint me later when I'm invested and shit happens and you disappoint me sometimes. You disappoint me on the first date, that's a red flag, baby. That's it. There's no more after that.
That's a fact. It's over. It's
you
clipped.
Can't even wait to date three to disappoint me, bro. You did it on the first date? Crazy. Steph, what you think? Who settles more?
I'm a hopeless romantic, so I really believe
that. I know,
that.
Baby. We love you for
it. I give them second chances.
I mean, I know a couple of females that dated a couple of hood rich niggas, and then they broke apart, and then they dated a regular nigga.
I don't think I'm built to date a hood rich nigga.
Right.
I dated hood, not rich. Never was that lucky. Thought they were rich.
You feel me? So, I don't want to say woman, and then it's like.
So you think that, in that example, she dated a rich dude, right? Money, and then she went on and dated just regular guys.
So you think she compromised, or she's just understanding that she's not gonna meet?
Yeah,
she liked the guy. So basically, it's like she told him, like, I like him. He's not your friend. He's not. They're different. I like him. That's cool. That's cool.
If you like it, I love it, right? Like, what else you going to say?
But the question comes to, like, okay, did she love the person or did she love the things that he was doing for her? Because there's a difference.
Tomato, tomato.
There is.
Yeah, I thought, there is. This is what I thought. And the guy she was dating is one of the homies. That's my son. I fuck with him. It's like, yo, I like her, but bro, I feel like she loved what I could do for her. You feel me?
It's the potential.
Yeah, it's just like he'll buy her like a new bag or new this, new that. Oh my god! Then like a regular day, it's just like, okay. So
she's
like,
the type of woman that I was talking about earlier.
So it's like, if you keep buying me, like you know.
My love eventually don't cost a thing.
Perfect, so I'm saying.
You gotta keep me.
Eventually, that ain't gonna work. You know, that ain't gonna work. But I seen niggas cheat on females and like buy them expensive shit and then they forget about it. Like how these rapper niggas do. I seen niggas do that. Like,
cause I feel like that's you trying to. In reality, like you buying to buy her love. Off.
It's like you buying her off. But then again, some females go for it. Like, I seen them,
but they don't really love what he's doing, how he's providing.
The thing is, once I see a chick like that, I know you not for me because you gonna go after the nigga who got a bigger bag. I need to know you gonna hold it down because at the end of the day, you never know what might happen. You feel me? I might fall off tomorrow. I need to know that you gonna stick around.
You know what's fucked up about that? That women. We're kind of programmed to settle and build with men that are providers that we know are willing that's natural shit to be with men that are providers because we think about, all right, he could hold it down, could have a family, hold the family down. Like we're thinking future. You know what I'm saying? Right. You thinking about the future.
But a man that's a provider, he's always going to be a provider. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it goes beyond providing bags and all that other shit.
I can have a good job. I can have stable income coming in. The economy is like finicky. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might lose my job. Mm-hmm. But it's still in me to be a provider. So I'm going to find another opportunity to provide for us. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. So it's like,
some niggas can't do that, though. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, some niggas can't lose it. Like, some niggas,
they lose it, they can't get it back.
Some niggas lose it, but can't find a way to like get it back. Like, but then again, some niggas lose it. Nigga, I got it back. When? The very next minute, nigga. Oh, all right, cool. You feel me? So it's like,
But don't like bounce as soon as you see that. Yeah. Oh, he don't got it.
Like,
I'm out. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. They say
that takes a lot of
You broke with me, you bowl with me, some shit like that.
Wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Never heard that before. Yeah,
and that's what they're saying. You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Yeah, like we broke together, so now we're gonna bowl together. Some couples is like, damn, he don't got it right now. All right, fuck it. I seen bitches. My bad. My fault. I didn't mean to say that. I seen females leave niggas.
I'm from New York. That shit is. It's a love language to us, bro.
I seen niggas like, I seen females leave niggas because the nigga lost it all. Then when he got it back, they try to spin the block. Nah, you can't spin back. You can't spin back. It's over for you. It's clipped. Because I lost it all. Now you over there with the poop hut nigga that can't do shit for you. You feel what I'm saying?
That's terrible. Like, that's a terrible thing to like do.
They doing it though.
See, but those red flags were already there. You guys be ignoring red flags too. Good, you gonna tell me you ain't see Shorty was that type of woman before, or you was blinded by the booty or the pussy, whatever it was at the moment. Look,
I never
come on, yo.
Yeah, sometimes, listen, man. Sometimes the booty and the coochie will lie you, okay? I ain't gonna lie. The booty and the coochie will lie you. You won't see no red flag. You will see just that and that.
This is a green flag.
It's just all green lights. You just doing. No red light.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm
on the freeway.
I'm observant, so I be catching the red flags.
Early. That's Leo shit.
Nah, like because the thing is, there's certain shit I don't want to put up with. Like, I don't want to put up with that. Like, you like arguing. Like, I don't want to argue with you every day. Like, I don't want to put up with that. So I don't even like entertain that. Like, a chick that's money hungry. Like, all right, you money hungry. Nah, and I'm not a cheap nigga either. I'ma spoil my girl. I'ma do what I gotta do for my girl. But if that's the expectation, like, yo, you need to be dropping a bag. You need to be dropping like bands and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? That expectation, like, nah. Don't put that on me.
I feel so bad for our youth.
I say that for the kids younger than me. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, they believe it. They think that that's reality and that that's how things are supposed to be.
That's social media, though, man. I be saying, yo, I say that shit all the time. I'm like a broken record.
Yo, it's
social media really is plaguing and fucking up everybody's mind, everybody's mental. That's why when you speak to so many people now, for example, you ask, like, yo, how you doing? Everybody's like, life is life and whatever. Like, really, people are really fucked up mentally. A lot of people are fucked up mentally, and a lot of people just like too much fucking internet, too much bullshit, too much news, too much.
Yo, y'all seen the video with Cameron when?
Oh, that's my baby.
When he was like,
I love you, hey,
yo,
Cam.
If I ask you how you doing, don't tell me you maintaining. It's like you ain't doing no with your fucking life. Like, the fuck are you maintaining? What the fuck is that? Say something like life is good, nigga. Say something like that. Don't say I'm maintaining. Like, fuck are you maintaining?
But you know how many
nigga?
People be like, yeah, I'm great. Life is good, and life is terrible for them on the inside.
Because people be afraid to tell what people be afraid to really tell you what they be going through.
But especially men, but that's because you guys are like, it's frowned upon to really like be vulnerable and transparent with how you really like how's you
nah,
really
fuck
your
that.
Mental.
It been time where I told the bros, yo, I ain't gonna lie, nigga, I ain't got it right now. I probably have it next weekend. Yo, bro, right now I ain't gonna lie, it's not a good time.
Or like,
but trust me, trust and believe, I'm gonna get it back the very next week. You feel what I'm saying?
But it's do you ever just tell your boys, like, yo, I'm just not in a good space right now, or whatever? You're not like, yeah, you of course. Come, like, do you guys have homeboys that y'all confide in to be able to say things like that to one another?
My day ones, like,
you niggas, show vulnerability?
Niggas that I'm what? Like,
y'all still exist?
I'm lying,
what?
Man. I be crying to my niggas. What?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like,
let that shit go, I guess.
Like, my boys that, like, I fuck with, like that I'm tied in with. Yeah, I communicate with, like, nah, not right now. I'm fucked up right now. I got to get some shit together. But everybody else, nah.
I get that. Hell yeah. I don't tell
you
I my get,
business. Like, yeah, I, like, nah, I feel those you. Those are the niggas, how you doing? I'm doing good. I can't. I'm doing great. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. I don't tell people my business.
Because niggas are running and be like, yo, that nigga ain't really got it. That nigga broke. Yo, on the gram, he look rich. Nah.
I did not say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
What did you? What did
he said that I said that niggas are the.
Yes. She said niggas is the new bitches.
I did not. Y'all gonna stop putting that out there.
No, for real. That's
I know.
That's why you can't tell. Because nigga be like, yo, bro, on the ground, he look rich. Yo, bro, I seen the nigga every day. Nigga said he fucked up. That nigga's broke. And then it's like, crazy. Then it's like, niggas really be like, man, that shit fake. He ain't got it. He a broke ass nigga.
I know a bunch of men like that. I know a bunch of people that be frying like that hard. Yeah, like,
oh, hell yeah.
That's distasteful. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't hang around.
To go gossiping about it.
I can't hang around mm-hmm. niggas who do shit like that. I really can't.
Nah, real shit though.
Like, if I see a nigga do that, if I see a nigga do some shit like that, or if I know a nigga do some shit like that, I'm far away from you. Nah, real shit. I don't want to be near you. Like, for real.
Yeah, that's a fact. Because I've gotten like that lately with just people in general. Like, you start doing little shit that I feel like, yo, you do that shit to me.
Pretty much.
Just, it'd be like the most like minuscule shit. Some real shit. And I'd be like, yo, if you do that shit to that person, what the hell makes me so special that you won't exactly. do that shit to me? Like, yeah, you know what I mean? That's a fact. Everything. But I got trust issues, so you can't ask me anything.
Me too. Everything
is a matter of time. That's what I say. The matter of time.
Everything is a matter of time. Like, she can be a fucked up friend to you. And I'm seeing that shit. It's like, what's she gonna do to me? And then it's like, boom, we arguing. Oh, fuck out of here. That's why your man don't want you. That's why you don't got this. It's like, oh, so I'm telling you shit. You just holding that shit in to use against me.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucked up. You feel me? And that's why, what's the whole topic? That's why nowadays I feel like a lot of friendships doesn't work.
Because
mm-hmm. a lot of motherfuckers be having, what you call it? Secret
animosity.
Animosity mm-hmm. towards niggas, bro. Just like I know a nigga that I know a nigga personally. Do I fuck with him? Like this. Cause certain shit you can't tell him. Yo, bro, I just got a new car. Oh, word, kind of car is it? A Toyota. Oh, word. I'm trying to go get this kind of car. Oh, word.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yo, bro, my job gave me a raise. Word, how much? $20 an hour. Nigga, I get 40. So shit like that is like, so I tell him like, yo, why you like that, dog? I don't fuck with niggas like you. That's I told him, I don't fuck with niggas like you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, come on, my nigga. It's just, if you, like me, if I feel a way towards him, I'm going to tell him. Mm-hmm. If I feel a way towards my son Beanie, my son Eddie, my son,
hi, Eddie.
Cooks, Paul, Brad, whatever. All the guys, I'm going to tell you. Yo, bro, I'm not going to lie. The other day in the club, you did some fuck shit, bro. I'm not having that.
Mm-hmm.
How you feel? Yo, I mean, we can fight it out or we can talk it out. What you want to do? But just know, you fight it out. After that, we're going to go to the liquor store, get a bottle, drink it. Yo, I ain't going to lie. I fucked you up, bro. You feel me? That's old school shit. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, it's like, you'll do some weird shit to somebody. You won't even know. They just stop fucking with you. It's like, you fucking weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
What I did? Tell me what I did.
Weird behavior and audacity is at an all-time high, yo.
Like, bro, what seriously? The fuck? How you just stop fucking with somebody? I can't do that. I'm going to tell you why I don't fuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I saw you looking at my girl, Ash. You lucky I ain't fuck you up. So I'm gonna cut you off. I'm gonna tell you what you did, not just
disappear. Yeah, some people are just weird like that. Come they on, can't bro. Have a conversation. Yeah. Like, I feel like not being able, and we've had like, don't get it twisted. Like, we have a good friendship, but we've also had like, I annoy her, she annoys me. Like, we, she's done shit that I gotta tell her. And she knows that. Like, if I gotta tell her something, like, I tell her straight up. She's brutally honest as well. I always tell her, yo, if you gotta tell me something, tell me. Like, I'm that type of person. I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm not gonna be your homegirl anymore because you said, nah, if I do some shit, tell me. If you do some shit, I'm gonna tell you too. Like, what kind of friendship would we have if we not keeping it 100 with one another?
That's a real friendship.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's a real friendship. Like, you gotta bump heads with your friends.
Yeah.
You have to. Because if you don't bump head with your friends, or if y'all agree on everything, y'all being fake.
Yeah.
You're telling me everything I do.
Right. You like, everything you agree. Yeah.
It can't be like that. It can't.
Yeah, I agree with you. But a lot of people, we used to, especially, I think it happens more with women friendships, where women, you know, I always say is women got bigger egos than men, but you can't ever tell us like what we doing is fucked up. Oh, what the fuck you know? Oh, you a fucking hater. Or you this. Or you jealous. Like,
I noticed though.
Bitch, I see where you headed. Like, that's why I'm telling you what I'm telling you.
Like, I noticed though, like, I have a lot of female friends and they always tell me, yo, let me chill with you and the guys. Be like, for what? Because I don't like bitches. Bitches is fake.
Oh, no, I love bitches. But
then it's like, they get around the guys.
I love bitches, but I keep people now at a distance.
They have categories.
Yeah, everybody got a category in my life. Like, I compartmentalize everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody then I know.
We was talking, you know, about this mean? Shit.
You kind of have to.
And then you have like the small circle of people.
Right. Because some people you outgrow. Right. And it's not that you're not going to be friends anymore. Right. But it's just a different type of friend. Like, you're a different type mm-hmm. of friend now.
You know me, right? How many people, like, how many girls do you see me hanging out with? How many people do you see me hanging out with? Ugh.
Six?
That you see me hanging out with regularly. Like, not regularly, but that you would say, yo, these right, are the yeah. people that.
Six.
Yeah.
Like, six.
It's the same rotation of people.
Somebody asked me, I don't say who, but they asked me, they said, yo, how you know who to bring around wifey? Like, who, like, how many people can you trust around her? I said, four. She said, nigga, what? You got a mad friend? I said, no. I have a lot of friends, but I have a lot of niggas that I fuck with OD. Like, I turn my back.
You have a lot of acquaintances.
We go to the roof, I could turn my back. I'm not doing that with everybody. So I said it. I said, yo, it's just four niggas that I will have around my lady. He's one of them. I ain't gonna say who else. You know, nigga, yo, bro, you don't fuck with me like that, bro.
Yeah, you start
hitting. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for that.
Hit your jack. Like, oh, I ain't got time for that. I'm not in your top five friends.
You feel me? So it's just like, but I love my niggas, but I have certain love for some of my niggas. You feel me? I love this nigga that pose no homo. You feel me? Ever guys.
Can't even show your homeboy love without pausing.
They all know who they are, but it's certain. Feel me? It's certain friendships. Mm-hmm. You can be cool with a lot of niggas. You can be cool with like 50 niggas. You only close to like five. You really mm-hmm. be only close to like five niggas. Gangster.
That's how it be. And the older you get, the smaller the circle gets.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
But it gets so much better too.
Yeah. Right? It's more peaceful.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate drama. Oh my God. The he say, she say, yo, he said, she said, yo, listen. Y'all call each other, bro.
Figure it out.
You know what's crazy? There be some, I get calls like that sometimes. And I be on the other end like, mm-hmm.
Oh, word, you're better than me. I be on D&D.
Word.
That shit don't even reach the other end. Like, text me. I'll text you in a few hours. Like, oh, my bad. I was busy. What happened? What was that you had? It's like, by then, you already.
I'll let you vent, but. Damn, I ain't bet. All right. But I'm not entertaining
that.
Nah, real shit, though.
I don't want to hear nothing that nobody said about me. You know, back when I was younger, you just believe it off the jump, depending on who was telling you. Like, yo, this person said so and so about you or were, and that's
you gotta watch people.
That's
you
what
gotta
I'm
watch
saying.
People
but now
like
you know
that.
Motherfuckers be lying.
Yeah, you gotta watch motherfuckers like that.
Shit.
Pretty much side with them.
Yeah,
Like, I don't fuck with this person no more. So it's like they're trying to convince you, like, yeah, you shouldn't fuck with this person either because this is what they did. But you know what the problem is? Like, sometimes
childish. Yo.
Yeah, it is childish. And sometimes, like, you'll be a dumbass and you side with this person, then they get cool. Now that person and that they was talking about, outside, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yo,
that's why
I have never in my life,
I've never done that either.
Told anybody you shouldn't be friends with that person. Well, not that you shouldn't, like, not in, like, that kind of way, but just I'll point out what I think that they do wrong. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think that's shady, but it is what it is. I don't know. My best friend and I have another person in common, and they're best friends on their own, and I'm her best friend on my own.
Mm-hmm. And it just don't mix.
And we don't really, like, talk.
How often do you
but
think...
But you never had, like, no...
We've never,
had any problem. So no. What do you do in that situation? How does that work between guys, between men and friends?
How will work?
So, like, let's say, for example, like, Mr. Crooks here will have, like, some type of beef with somebody that's both your boys or whatever.
I'm like, going through that. I'm going through that right now. I got a phone call every day with somebody. Yo, when he come home, I ain't gonna lie. I said, nah, listen, when he come home, y'all fighting. Simple. Simple. Y'all fighting. That's it. We not about to do this back and forth shit. Y'all fighting. That's it. Simple.
I feel like if two men don't get along, y'all should fight or just don't talk when y'all see each other. That's it.
Don't start going on the gram, throwing subs, putting up quote songs. I don't fuck with niggas because niggas so fake. Yada, yada, yada. I'm laughing in the bank. Like,
and
niggas
then they
do
complain
that.
When we say that they're being sassy.
Niggas
that's
do that,
sassy
bro.
Behavior.
Like, niggas really do that. Like, the other day I seen that happen. I'm like, I'm at a phone call, like, yo, he did throw a sub?
Yo, your phone face is hilarious.
Let me check. Yeah, bro. This nigga is weird. Like, shit like that is like, so I wrote, like, yo, you throwing subs, my nigga? Question mark. If
they
I know it's a sub.
No. They
if I know it's a sub,
no.
I'm writing you, bro. Yo, what's up, gang? You throwing subs, bro? Like, what's up? Nah, my nigga, it's just a song.
I hate when people throw subs online and then when you confront them, they be trying to, like, gaslight it. Like, yo, you know, I got other things going on that don't include you. Life doesn't revolve. But you know, like, yo.
Yeah. And all the quotes.
I hate people like that.
How often do you think friends are supposed to speak? I seen the thing where it says real friends don't speak every day.
I don't think there's anything set, like,
right. I don't talk to my best friend every day.
Yeah, I don't talk to my best friend every day either.
There's people.
I mean, I talk to her, but I mean, it's different. Like my other friends and shit like that, it's very you know, when we talk. It's never.
Yeah.
We just
and,
go
and
off
and
from where we left off.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody
and it's
says.
Like
I was
going to
say that
left off.
There's a couple of people that I probably haven't talked to in a couple of years, but when
damn,
I see,
crazy.
Not. I mean, I moved around a lot, so okay. I know a lot of people. So and I'm busy too, and they're busy too. But when I see them, it's like
so
our conversation. It's like we're continuing it. Like there's nothing different. The energy's still the same.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you don't gotta talk to your friends every day.
No, you don't.
You don't have to.
Where were you going with that?
Because I just, people ask me shit all the time. I'm just like, why are you asking me that? Nah, I'm just saying because, you know, I see you got a lot of friends. I don't have a lot of friends. I just know a lot of people. Having friends and knowing a lot of people is two
different
things, bro. Like the other day, one of my youngsters was like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. I was shopping on your page. I'm like, fuck what you talking about? Yo, I was just shopping. Yo, you got mad friends, bro. I'm like, bro, no, I don't. I just know a lot of people. I don't have a lot of friends, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this, the same niggas you see me in a picture with is gonna be the same niggas you see me outside with.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna keep seeing them in the same picture.
If I don't got
if
post
they
with
do
them
fuck
the
shit,
gram,
if they do fuck shit, you won't see them in a photo no more. Gangster, you feel me? Like Meek said it. Why are you coming to tell me what another nigga said? You coming to me like a whole ass nigga. Like, you talking about me to him. I want to know what you said to him, nigga.
Made them feel comfortable.
And
to
what
say
you
to
said
him.
To him that I'm even being brought up. Yo, I don't fuck with Steph. Yeah, I don't fuck that nigga either. Word. Yo, you know, that nigga Jermaine said he don't fuck with you. What you told him? oh, I told him you the bro. You lying. Shut up, nigga.
Is that mostly what guys say about one another, that they're broke? Huh? Is that like a thing that men say the most to one another, like when you gossip about each other, like he's broke?
Nah, it's other things like nigga broke, nigga pussy. he don't got no motion. Like, he don't get no bitches.
I've heard the bitches. I've hung out with a lot of guys, like, too. I've heard the bitches thing.
Or he think he, like, better than other people.
I've heard that, too.
His clothes is fake. His jewelry fake. You know? There's a list. There's a list. That's the
favorite one. But why? Why do people be so concerned about things because that got nothing to do with them?
It's a competition thing. That's how I see it.
That they want something that you have, and they can't get it. So it's just like, bro, how you hating outside the club because you can't get in? Like, what the fuck? Like, doom.
I feel like it's comparing. Because, because niggas is not going to admit it, but, like, for the most part, mostly niggas do shit to impress females.
Oh, but we know that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it becomes a competition thing. Like, oh, I look better than this nigga. Like, I drive a better car than this nigga. I make more money than this nigga. And a nigga will hate because he'll see a nigga with a girl, like with a female, and then he's like, yo, why she with him? Like I should be the nigga.
Dirty Mackin?
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like that. And man, I don't see niggas do pillow talking shit. Niggas downplaying another nigga to a female. Like,
that is
niggas do that. And then, like, you know, it's the crazy thing.
That is females know.
All y'all females will agree. Like, yeah, niggas definitely do that shit.
How's it? I used to be with this guy. We were together for like a year. I was much younger, but he had two friends that were constantly, yo, the shit that he was doing, I knew because they were telling me. They'll be like mad cool with me, like hanging out with me while he was gone. Sucker. And they'll like call him to see what he was. Yo, see, he right there with this other girl that, you know what I'm saying, that he trying to fuck with. She braided his hair.
They wanted you. That's what it was.
They used to be keeping tabs for me, like telling me what he was doing. He would be like, yo, how do you know this shit? Like, how the fuck do you know all this shit?
This is fucked up. Like, but like in high school, like, females that had me on three-way while they talking to another, mute yourself. And you'll be, the nigga be like, complaining. Like, yo, I'm telling you, this nigga soft. I'm like, damn, son. That's why, like, that made me have, like, trust issues when it came to, like, females. Because it's like, I see the shit that y'all do, like, behind the scenes. And I'm like, damn, like, it's spooky out here. Like, it really is.
But if you're still doing that as a grown ass,
you shouldn't be doing that as an adult. Wild.
Like, you still doing shit like that.
That was like middle school type vibes, high school type vibes.
Yeah.
But I know women are capable of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say, that's how I
do it. I had a female, a nigga I was cool with. I ain't cool with that bitch ass nigga no more. He's a bitch. He's a bitch.
Okay.
His female actually called my phone, was like, yo, what you doing? I'm in the studio, what's up? I told to you. Talk, nigga. Yo, you know this nigga told about you? At first, I didn't believe it, because nigga, that's your girl. Why she calling me and telling you talking about me? But she started saying shit. I'm like,
yo, women be stirring
shit. How you know that? How you know that? What the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah, watch that nigga. I'm like, oh, I bet. So I confronted him. I'm like, yo, your bitch told me this. When a nigga do this,
he lying.
What? He's lying.
So now, why would you believe? Now, let me ask you a question.
I'm lying, bro.
Why would you believe the woman over your homeboy?
Because he wasn't my homeboy. I knew him through a mutual friend.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he did fuck shit before to the mutual friend.
So you base it off of, like,
so I went off of the character, like, oh shit. Then I started seeing shit. I started hearing shit from other females. Yo, Steph, he was talking about you.
Oh, so he be pillow talking. All right,
so you the fourth girl that told me this shit. All right, say no more. So when I saw him, I said again, I said, yo, this is the fourth time I'm hearing this shit, bro. I want to fuck you up. Like, so if it's either you're going to throw your hands right now, you're going to fight. Or if you don't, I'm going to knock you out and you got to fight. Because now it's getting out of hand. You feel me? Nigga went me the diss song. I'm like, oh, this nigga's a bitch.
What? Wait. You wrote your diss song?
Yeah. Yo. I'm like, oh, this nigga's a bitch. Bad, and like I said, he was a bitch.
Try to ether you? No, he didn't.
You feel me? But it's just.
Isn't that beef over a female too? The whole Jay-Z and that shit?
Was it?
I think it was.
I don't know.
Because remember the girl throwing shots?
What woman was it?
But you know. You know, in the streets, 95% of the beef that goes on, it because of a female. Like, I'm sorry. I told everybody, I'm not going to war over no female, bro. The same way she got good pussy.
But it's easy to, though. Look at the scenario you set. The woman calling you up like, yo, he talking shit about you. That could have ended differently.
It could have.
Then what?
It could have, because I could have. Yeah, it could have.
You could have been a different dude and approached that way different. It could have went all the way left. You know what I'm saying? But that's real shit. Like, I've seen shit like that. I've seen shit. I grew up in the hood too. Like, I hung out with my brothers, his friends. Like, I've heard conversations. I've seen things. I've heard things. Like, women have done in the hood. Women do some grimy. They be setting men up, all types of shit. Setting them up to get robbed.
That's wild.
Yeah, setting them up to get. Fucked up, jumped, chill. All types of crazy shit.
I feel bad. I did that in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, but they always use a woman because they know that, like, it's easy. You're going to come to a woman.
Yeah,
and when you
easy.
Get to wherever you're going to meet that woman, they waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm lying. I did full for that one time in Harlem. They sent some bad
bitches. Of course it was Harlem.
They sent some bad bitches to hit me up, bro. I fell for that shit. And my son's telling me, don't fall for it, bro. She's from Harlem. I'm like,
nigga,
I had her on MySpace for mad long. I need this. That's not what it was. I got off the train. She's like, walk up the steps. I'm like, all right, walk up the steps. Give me that coat, nigga. I'm like, oh. Then I see her like, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. After that, I never felt for it ever again. Never.
Yeah. I've seen it for other things too, though. So, like, yeah, other illegal shit. Yeah, real shit. Those some fun times. Fun times in the Bronx.
You did that before?
No. I never did no shit like that. I never did no grimy shit like that.
Oh, fuck that you little.
Yeah, I'm like, nah.
She was like, fun times. I'm like,
no, I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Being able to, like, see for yourself.
She
and
got
hear the
whole black on, too, with the ski.
With a ski mask at?
You know what? Nah, man, I see bad shit. Like, my freaking, I grew up in the neighborhood. It was crazy. It was tough. You know what I mean? So. I used to hear mad shit. You know what I'm saying? How it is. You know how it is in the hood. So it's different. But how did you feel about the last time you was here? The episode?
She was about it.
Yeah? Yeah. Did you get any feedback? Like, yo.
Mad feedback.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You was good? Okay.
With the cheesecake shit, that shit was funny.
Oh yeah, the cheesecake conversation. I was so over that.
When I said something about the about you can't fucking side bitch, something like that, and you put the crickets, yo, that shit was hilarious. Everybody named Mar was sharing it like, nah, it's the crickets for me, bro. Because it got mad quiet. I'm like, because
you were looking at
me so quiet,
just
bro.
Looking
what
at
the
you
fuck?
Like,
I'm like, oh,
disagree
damn.
Respectfully.
Yeah. Do I got anything to say?
We're going
from
freestyle it.
I mean, if you want to actually your notes, you could.
All right, fine. You Dory, you ain't got nothing to say? Nothing to talk about?
No.
All right. All right, so got this one story. Go with the first one. A woman in Arizona allegedly sent a man she met on a dating site more than 159,000 text messages over a 10-month period after just one date. Jacqueline Carey.
Over a 10-month period?
10-month period after one date. That's weird. Jacqueline Claire Addis, 80s, whatever, who was accused of stalking the man by breaking into his home. She broke into his home? Was arrested in May by Paradise Valley Police. At the time, authorities alleged she sent 65,000 texts after their only date, but police documents made public on Friday show that she actually sent many more messages. Amongst the thousands, police found some disturbing texts such as, I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones.
Hey, yo.
I'd wear your fascia, the top of your skull, and your hands and feet. What?
She's scaring me.
Yo.
Off for one date?
Off for one date.
I wonder if they fucked.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
come on.
One date, all of this, and she ain't getting it. What drove you to that? Nah,
the dick drove her crazy. I'm sorry.
And then what kills me is that 10-month waiting period. Because
she was doing it over a 10-month
period. Why the fuck haven't you given up after month number one? You already look crazy.
Yo,
you know what's crazy though? I seen some.
Unless he was entertaining it back.
But I think he had to because that's crazy. Like, you gonna sit there and send 65,000 text messages and not get a response? That's a lot.
She said, "I'll wear your what? Your skull? What? Nigga, she's crazy. That's insane, bro.
Make sushi out of the kidneys and eat it with your hand bones as chopsticks.
She's a whole
head. Actually, you know what? I'm gonna give you some credit for creative writing because that was actually kind of cool.
It was.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Like, Stephanie's like, wait, what?
Fuck. First of all, the break in my house did it for me. You not about to break in my house and I'm calling the cops? Hell no.
How did she know? That's the crazy.
She probably.
Hold on.
First of all, if you gotta make.
Hold on.
Name,
I see.
Find out.
Nigga, I seen some of my homegirls find where a nigga live, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yo, how you found that? Don't
where
chill.
They live. The information I have found on the internet, my brother.
Where they live. Yeah. Where they work.
No bullshit.
Who they associate with.
They can find all that, bro. Real
who
shit.
The other baby person they fucking. Who
what
the
else?
Wife is.
What else?
Where they were the day that they were ignoring you. God.
There's more.
Personal.
Yo, date of birth.
Nah, that's just
all
bullshit.
Kinds of shit.
Is this
bro.
Personal?
Nah, like, you did this stuff?
Oh, I did.
Why are you not a detective?
We just didn't go.
It's not my cup of tea.
She need to be in the borough.
Because detective work goes beyond just finding out about your man. Then you got to find out about other people. I'm only interested about what my man is doing. I don't care about what
you know. It's crazy though, because you got some guys that do that too.
I know guys that do that.
You got guys that
and
pop
you know
up on you.
Boy math is crazy.
You got guys that text you, yo, where you at? Yo, what are you doing? Yo, who you with?
You got
yo.
Guys that don't do that and do all that shit behind the scenes.
Right.
And you don't even be knowing that they doing that, but they doing it.
I'm sorry. I was never the type of nigga to do no shit like that. And I'm proud to say that. I cannot do that. It ain't even a pride thing. I just can't see myself doing that, bro. It's like, yo, what are you doing? I'm texting your phone. Why don't you hit me back? You know why? Because when you hit me back, I'm going to put it on red. I'm going to leave it there on purpose. Just so you know, I saw you hit me back. Now, I'm being pettier. I'm going to take it off delivered. I'm going to put it on red. Oh, so you saw my text? Yeah, I saw your text. I ain't take you back. It's like football.
It's crazy. You're
back,
triggering
you
me right
back.
Now.
I can't do the petty game.
I'm triggered.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a pride thing for me. I'm not swooping down that low. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Not even with your woman? Like, yo, where you at?
That's different.
I don't even do that with my wife. I'm sorry. I don't do that.
I don't do that.
True story, nigga. Today, nigga, she fuck that, nigga. I'm doing that, nigga. Today, she playing a game, and I have the PS5 app on my phone. So I see somebody keep saying, yo, get off real quick. Yo, come back. Yo, where you went? So I'm at work, like, what the fuck? They're like, you good? Like, it might have been, yeah, I'm good. The fuck is this shit? Yo, where you go? Where you at? I'm like, yo, hold on. Yo, who the fuck you on the game with, son? She like, nah, I'm playing Call of Duty. And they don't talk to me. Oh, all right. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck that shit, nigga. What's going on, nigga?
Dang.
Why the fuck am I getting ding, 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 ding? Who the fuck you talking to? It ain't me being crazy. It's just when you got a
you
PS5. No, when you got a PS5, you know, the app.
That's cool. And sometimes if you ask, like, yo, what you doing or who's that? Now, every single time, or it becomes a problem or argument every single time you see me doing something, like.
Oh, no.
Then that's, like, a little bit too much.
I don't do that.
The way if I see it, I'm speaking on it.
The way I see it, like if you're doing something wrong, I'm not gonna stop you. You're just gonna hide and do it.
That's true.
So why I'm gonna stop you?
You can't you can't control. Basically, you don't sweat the things you can't control.
You can't control that. Like if she's to the point where she feels like she needs to talk to somebody else and she already thinking about doing me dirty, like I'm gonna stop that. She's just gonna hide and do it. They're gonna do it regardless, bro.
Yeah. All right, see, now it's coming back. So that's why you my nigga. See, now it's coming back. Yo, you know what I don't like about females?
Oh, man, here we go. Oh,
yeah, it's coming. Yeah, sit back. Get ready for this ride. I don't like when a guy noticed you doing some fuck shit, right? And then you will bring it to them. They'd be like, so you want me to stop? No. You only gonna stop because I brought it to your attention. You didn't know you were doing some fuck shit until I told you. Hold on. Let me finish. It's just if you know you're doing fuck shit, right? And let's go back to the last what's the name. Why you gotta if you want me to, I'll do this, I'll do that. Nah. You don't gotta do that. It's just when I do something, don't try to have me like, yo.
See, there's a difference.
I feel like
though.
You should do this and do that. Nah, it's just.
There's a difference because there's a difference between bringing it to someone's attention and uh-huh. not bringing it to the attention.
Right.
So if I'm doing something, I might genuinely but not sometimes think that it's fuck shit.
Some females don't think it's fuck shit when it's fuck shit. You're doing fuck shit.
All right, but I might not think it is. But now because you're my man and you're bringing it to my attention, now I have to consider right. your feelings on it. Right. It's a respect thing, right? Because I might be doing something that you feel is disrespectful, but to me, like for example, I'm friendly. Sometimes I can come off to men like I'm being flirtatious. I'm not. I'm just cool like that. Whatever. I could have a man. He might see it and be like, "Yo, why the fuck you flirting? Why you flirting with other men?" To me, I'm not. But I have to take his feelings in consideration. Like, oh, okay. So he might not necessarily like when I do this or this or that. So now I got, you know, I have to. Move a little different or do a little different, or you know what I'm saying? I take his feelings into consideration. That's all it is.
So females
but
don't know.
You said that the response to that would have been like, oh, so do you want me to stop doing this or stop doing that? And you like, you don't accept that.
Right.
Nah, because and I don't if think you that that's know you're doing fuck shit, like,
but if you don't
like me
know
myself.
And you're telling me for the first time, I'm like, okay, I see that you don't like that. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
That's the communication and the respect. That's how it should go.
Right. But me myself.
Now, if you tell her, and then she's like, "Oh, okay, I'm not gonna do that anymore." But then she continues to do so, then the pettiness comes into play. Then I give you be petty as much as you want.
See, but you said it. How come females don't know when they being too friendly? Like me myself, I know when I'm being a little too friendly. It's like, hold on, hold up. Some girls, they don't be knowing, like. Something happened. I'm like, yo, you being mad friendly. I was? Yeah, nigga. What the fuck? How the fuck did I know that? What the fuck? You being mad friendly? Chill the fuck
because
out.
Because maybe this is the way she is. She's probably outgoing like that. You know what I'm saying? She's
yeah.
just like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, but some guys
not
know like.
To us.
Oh, shit. I'm being mad friendly. Yo, yeah, my fault. I didn't mean to. My bad. Females don't do that. They just keep going. It's like, nigga, I'm right here, nigga. What the fuck?
But what are they saying?
What
I don't
consider
understand.
Flirting.
Yeah.
Come on. We know what flirting is. We ain't about to say anything.
No, we know what flirting is. Believe me, if we want to get to somebody, we
just
know exactly
just,
what to
right.
do.
It's just females, they don't know, not all, some females, they don't know when they being too flirtatious or when they being friendly. They don't know that. Until you tell them, like, yo, you being mad friendly. Wait, I was?
I think just men just not used to us being nice or just being cool. And y'all just mistake it for it just being flirtatious.
So when a girl come in the room and I'm like, how you? How you been? You been good? We getting that call.
I was not flirting.
We getting that call. It's an argument. It's over. Oh, you're a fucking friendly ass nigga. You're mad fucking friendly. Oh, but when you did it to Jack and Jill, it was cool. But now, when I... What do you mean? But you just did the same
though.
Shit.
You gotta know your partner and who, like, how they are. You met them like that,
And you know that they've always told you from the jump, like, yo, this is the way I am. It's not me flirting or whatever. It's all about you knowing your person. You got to know your person. So if you meet me and you see that I'm always like, example, I have the podcast. Men are on the podcast. I talk to a man a certain way. If I got a man, he'll probably feel some type of way. Why are you talking to that man like that? Boom, boom, whatever. I'm having a conversation. Like, I'm talking. What's the problem?
You know what you, that comes in play on, like, I, what's your name? Kelsey, what you do? I podcast. What you do? I rap. So off rip, you should know what come with that. Like off rip. So if I do a podcast and you see it, and you ask the nigga, so how, pause, no homo. Pause, no homo. How big is your, or yeah, you know that D gotta be hitting. When you see that, bro, you can't get mad, cause that's what she does. That's what she do. She podcasts. But podcast. This
is what we were talking about before, where we were saying, unless you're in it, like, you don't really know that. Yeah. In reality, like, we're not asking you off mic, yo, how big is your dick? Or what, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not talking like that. We just talking, right? Yeah. We're talking regular schmegular.
But
like,
you have niggas, you have niggas that will get mad, like, yo, why the fuck you asking that nigga how big his dick is? Like, you want to fuck him or some shit? Girl, so it's like, yo, bro, your lady do podcasts, bro. Right. That's what come with podcasting. Is sit down, you're talking. Questions going to be asked. You got to answer. You don't. Kudos. But, bro, we just gotta, you feel me? You just gotta, all right, cool, fuck it, my girl do that. Like, my boy did a stripper. I don't know how he do it, but he do it. And he told me, like, yeah, bro, I be seeing niggas hit her ass and shit. I be like, what? See, shit like that, I'm not, I can't have that. You gotta be a strong motherfucker to date a stripper.
When you started dating her, you knew she was a stripper.
Yeah.
How you gonna get mad for something you knew?
Yeah, you knew. You knew she was a stripper.
It's like a woman sleeping with a man that's married, right?
Right.
And then he break up and he get with you. Then he start cheating on you. You knew he was a fucking cheater.
That's
you
a fact.
Mad him like that. Now you mad because he cheated.
But that's
on
why
you?
They say never leave your girl for another girl, because the female side is like, okay, he left his wife for me. He could do the same thing to me. Yeah, I could. I could. So it's like,
yeah.
It's kind of like.
Do women think like that? You think? Like, we've been in a situation, you and I have both been in situations where we fuck, like, you know what I'm saying, with somebody else married or whatever, whether we knew or we didn't.
I think we do. I think that at some point it'll cross your mind. I think that, you know, that maybe that little thing might be there, but it's also all about how well you get to know your person. Because that's really all it boils down to.
So
if you feel secure enough in your relationship that you don't have to think about that, you don't have to question it, then it's not even a thing. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, never be thinking like it's better over here. So he ain't going.
I'm gonna
nowhere.
Be real with you. In the one situation, I've only been in one situation like that. There were times where I did think that, but I never expressed it.
Okay.
Because in real time, I would be like. I know how I am. I could be a bit crazy. I'm like, yo, nah, he'll cheat on me. So just the way men be like, yo, you're not going to leave your man. Like, I don't want a man that was cheating on his woman with me. I don't want him.
See, those are the little details.
Why would I want him? Like, he was cheating on somebody else with me. He going to do the same thing to me. Hell no. As much as I might like him, I might, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with him. I don't want him. I'm good. Stay where you at. Because men be willing to leave their wives, too. They be willing to leave their wives, too. We make it so happy for them. Like
That's some dickhead
that
shit.
That's
some dickhead shit. If one of my mans tell me, yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yo, I'm gonna leave wifey in. What? All right, bro. You leave her?
But you can't even say that.
You leave her, bro. You a dickhead. Why you doing that for? So you're gonna leave your wife and your kids to go be with.
But why, if he's genuinely unhappy, yeah, let's just say if he's really genuinely like unhappy in his marriage and he has a woman that really does make him happy, why should he stay in a situation in a marriage or a relationship where he's taken for granted, he doesn't feel appreciated, he doesn't feel loved, And now he found somebody that gives him all of that. Why should he stay?
But if that was you, if you were that person that's making him happy, based on your logic, you wouldn't even take him. So he's losing everything.
No, I'm saying I, in my situation, see, we separating it being just in general and it being me. So it being me, I don't want him because he's a cheater. He might want me because I give him everything his wife doesn't. That doesn't matter. He could want what he wants. If I don't want him, I don't want him. But I'm saying if in general, like if he has a homeboy that does that, why would he not want his homeboy to be happy if he's with a woman that also wants to be with him too?
But who's to say if you leave that, your wife to go with her, she could end up being boring too, and then you're going to get tired of her, then you're gonna go to somebody else.
Yeah, but see, that's an internal issue. Now that's something that you need to work on within yourself. And then the woman, she's either going to be collateral because she's settled.
Yeah.
Or she's going to leave.
Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, it's always going to be a risk. You might meet somebody and this is the greatest person ever.
No risk, like, no reward.
Yeah, just.
And everything is a risk. Stop
clicking. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no risk, no reward.
That is true, though.
And everything is a risk. Every single thing you do is a risk.
Yeah, even finding somebody that you love and getting married is a risk in itself.
That's why a lot of people don't want to take that risk. A lot of people just be like, ah, I don't want to do that.
I'm good.
Like her. She says she good.
I'm good.
Lately, a lot of females have been telling me that I don't want to get married. Just give me a nigga. I'm like, why? Yeah,
that's a lot more common.
What you mean, why?
It is.
You know how
and
much.
And I couldn't understand. I can't relate to that. I can't relate to that. So when, like, my friends, like, people that are close to me tell me that they don't want to get married, it's something that I respect it because it's their choice, their opinion, whatever. But in my head, I just think, like, how could you not want, you know, like.
What do you think, what changes? Like, if you had to sell marriage to me, sell it to me right now. Marriage.
What changes?
So the marriage
of two people that love one another, not be married, and two people loving each other that are married. What changes?
Well,
it's
exactly.
It's a commitment.
A man stay with me because he feel like he has to stay with me.
No, it's just at the end of the day, all it boils down to is legal stuff.
Mm. Yeah.
That's really all it boils down to. You know, for you, if you're bringing your lives together, then that's what protects you is that legal paper. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it gives you extra rights as a wife and it gives him rights as a husband.
No, I still don't.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
There's no way to sell it to me.
It's not.
It's like this. It's like because a commitment thing.
I could still be committed to you, not be married.
But it's like she said, with all the legal stuff, it's a bigger commitment. Like, right. We're tied in
because,
together.
Okay.
We can't just walk away from this.
Because you are two people who have kids.
Right.
So you guys thinking about a bigger picture. I don't have kids. So to me, it's really no
right.
Like,
but if you're in a committed relationship,
I guess you can still walk
no,
out.
No, because so it's like, are you religious?
Not really.
Not really. So I can't really use that. But it's like, you got to look at it like pretty much, how can I say? Pretty much it's like you guys are both telling each other like, yo, we're going to stick this out and we're going to be together. Like,
but
pretty
I can
much.
Still stick it but out it's and like, stay together not be
but
married.
It's like, but some people,
but there's no guarantee,
they got like the ceremony.
No guarantee be married. They can ask, he could wake up in the morning and want to divorce you. She could wake up in the morning and want to divorce
for a lot
you
of
well.
People, I feel right. like so it's the symbolism. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're married. It's kind of like showing everybody like we're taking this serious. Like, this is where we're going. But the crazy thing is a lot more women do say that. Like, oh, I'm not getting married. If he wants to get married, then if that's what he wants, then I'll do that. Like, I'm
You know what it is?
Yeah.
I think that is because more women are being the provider. And more women are, you know, they're becoming more independent and more aware of what they want, what their needs are, what they need, you know, and some women don't need kids. Some women don't have that desire. And a lot of women are unhappy in marriages because they're expected to bear children and they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're in a day where some people might think like that, but the majority of women, they basically just, they know what they want and they go for it.
But that's the thing. Like, when you get married, you're supposed to, like, have a, and that's a problem, too. People get married and they don't have conversations. They don't talk about goals, what they're trying to achieve.
Right.
That comes beforehand. Up in the conversation, like, I don't want to have kids. Now, like, if me, like, well, I want kids. Well, there's no point of us continuing this relationship any further because we're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and that's what's wrong. Some people get married just to, like, show people I'm married. Just throw pictures
That's how I feel.
To just walk around with a ring and, like, yeah, I got a ring. But you guys didn't even talk. And now you guys are butting heads every single day. Because you look at it, divorce rates are high.
Very high. You know what it is? It's because now, all right, a lot of people, like you said, they get married for show. When you get married for show, what happens? Eventually the show ends or it falls apart.
Exactly.
So it's easy to get divorced. Now it's easy to get married and it's easy to get divorced. So it's like you could just keep doing it. Fucking look at Liz Taylor. Mm-hmm. Bitch was married, eight times? Like, yeah. Come on. Mm-hmm.
She's also a Pisces. Go ahead.
Of course she is. So I don't know. I think she married that's
the
kinda...
same man twice, too.
I know.
Mm-hmm. She doubled back.
That's the one she ended up staying with, I think.
Marriage is a good thing.
Marriage for me was always very traditional. I'm very traditional when it comes to marriage. Yeah. I feel like, you know, like I loved what I had. Even, you know, ups, downs, whatever. Like I miss what I had.
I ain't gonna lie. I got married because I just wanted like structure. Mm-hmm. So it's like I want a 2-parent household. From my children.
Right.
Because like me growing up, my mom and my dad, like they were together, like from me being in like pretty much elementary school all the way up to middle school. And when I started fucking up in life is when their relationship got rocky. That's when I started, like, you know what I'm saying? Like now
they're fighting over you.
They're not fighting over, they're having their own little problems. Okay. So now they don't want to be together. Mm. Now when my pops leave the crib, it's just mom in the crib. My mom can't control me. I'm doing what I want to do. Like, because I think they started having issues, like, when I was in the 8th grade. That's when I just started wilding. I started acting up.
That's usually when it starts happening. You
know what I'm saying? So then, like, me that I'm older, I sit back and think, like, yo, so when did it fall apart? And then I realize it's when they separated. And for whatever reason, I'm like, you know what? I want to raise my kids in a 2-parent household. I want mom.
But
and
you
daddy
see
there.
The self-reflection that it took. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like there are so many people who are not willing to do that type of work, to sit down and be like, "All right, I need to figure out where did shit go left so that I can fix it." And that's a really big problem. And I think it's fear. I think it's just fear of facing the tough things, the tough feelings, the emotions. Nobody really want to deal with that. Nobody wants to hurt on purpose.
It's like they say, it's better to look out the window than it is to look in the mirror.
Yeah, you know, but you have to look. You have to feel.
Well, I'm a deep thinker, so, you know, I'm always thinking about, like, things like that. Mm. Everybody's not like that. So, like, I reflect a lot. Like, I'll sit down and I'll just think about certain things. Like, you know what, I should have did this different. So, it's like I'm constantly trying to work on myself, but everybody's not like that.
Shout out to you for that.
Yeah. Self-reflection is very important. Not enough people do it. Mm-hmm. You gotta own up to your bullshit, even if it's just to yourself. You gotta be honest at least with yourself.
So, what do you do when you own up to it?
You're talking to me?
No, I'm just saying in general. No, it's easy. No, all right. So, you own up to your bullshit. Now what?
That's
now
true.
What you do? Because if you're doing the same shit, what are you really reflecting on?
Well, I'm to your bullshit and just fix it.
Right.
You feel me?
If you want to.
No, but sometimes you can't. And the times that you can't fix it, you just got to try to do better next time.
Why wouldn't you be able to fix it?
There are certain things that are unfixable.
Some relationships you can't mend. Like, sometimes you hurt somebody and that relationship is.
But I'm saying, all right, that's
You're right. But the accountability part is you.
You know what that,
knowing, recognizing that what
recognizing
you're holding, you know what I'm saying, hurting somebody else.
It's recognizing it, and accountability is not doing that to somebody else. Mm-hmm. Like I was talking to.
So you're doing something about it when you self-reflect, right? Yeah. So,
but like I was talking to one of my coworkers, and he was telling me that the girl that he was dating before he met his wife prepared him for his wife because he made all his mistakes in that previous relationship. So now, in this new relationship, it's like, you know what? When I did this, it didn't work. This is the result that I got. Now that I'm in this relationship, I'm not going to do that. So,
you know how fucked up that is for the first girl?
What? Oh, man, you see the thoughts out of my head. I'm like, damn.
Like, you know how badly this girl is feeling about herself if she was to ever hear those words come out of that man's mouth?
That's tough.
Because I'll say this. She was probably trying her fucking hardest. She was probably doing whatever she felt like was the right thing to do. And it wasn't good enough. So now he's like, okay, she did this and then I did this and it didn't work. So now with this one, I'm not going to do that.
I mean, sometimes.
That's a really shitty place to be in, bro.
Sometimes that's how it be sometimes, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It is, and it's fucking sad.
Some people make you better for the next person, bro. It's just like sometimes that's what it is.
Yeah. I feel like I don't have words for that either. I'm like, yo, sometimes that's just life. That's a hard pill to swallow, but you can't do anything about it.
I believe that though.
So do I.
Like certain people come in your life to teach you something. Yeah. Like some people come into your life to hurt you. To prepare you for something else.
Builds character.
It does.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steph, I'm sure you want to say something. We're going to wrap it up because I know we all tired and it's late.
Nah. I thought you was going off your notes.
Nah,
you read.
Nah, man, we good. We're going to wrap it up. We did. Oh. I gave the story about the text messages. Oh. We went all the way left, but fuck it. It is what it is. We had a good conversation. Oh, man. You opened it up. You want to close it off? Anybody where they
can
find you? You know,
that vibes, man. You can find me. You can find me IG Steph Money with 3wise.co. That's all I really be on. I don't be on nothing else. I just be on the gram all day. You feel me?
Mr. Crooks, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram, AG_Crooks_90. You already know it's bag runners. Click that link in the bio. I mean, tap in. Fuck with them beats.
Yeah, man. 4L Bagrunner, nigga. You don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you either, nigga. Steph Money.
Thank you, guys, Bagrunner for joining us.
Ladies,
Crooks, will you be back?
Ladies Pitch Podcast.
Thank you guys again. Such short notice for, you know. Coming on the podcast again. Make sure you guys
family, like, subscribe,
share, review the podcast on all streaming platforms. You guys know can find Ladies Pitch on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and on Twitter, Pitch718. So subscribe. I'm exhausted.
Bitch. I'm like, I was done half an hour ago, nigga. Like,
so this is your favorite mommy, Haiti Baby. We gonna
and this is your very tired fish story.
Peace. Catch you on the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to Ladies Pitch Podcast. Make sure to subscribe on all streaming platforms. Find us on Instagram at Ladies Pitch and follow us on Twitter at Pitch718. See y'all next week.
Bye-bye.